You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about the new Hellboy movie directed by Neil Marshall.
So this is a new Hellboy. It's not Hellboy 3. It's a kind of a reboot of the Hellboy franchise. And it now has David Harbour from Stranger Things, which people know
playing
from
Hellboy.
Playing Hellboy.
Not Ron Perlman, as in the previous movies.
Not Ron Perlman at all. He's not in it. But he did have dinner with David Harbour, but that's as close as he came to this, I think. And it sees Hellboy tasked with... well, he's doing quite a lot, but the main thing he's supposed to be doing is stopping the Arthurian nemesis of the Blood Queen from taking control of the Earth and bringing down society. Bringing down the Earth as we know it, yeah. So that the Blood Queen is played by Mila Jovovich. But along the way, he meets various characters and friends and fights various monsters.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing in the movie is Hellboy taking down the Blood Queen before she brings about the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And Hellboy realises his full potential as being the demon that can bring about the apocalypse.
Yeah.
With various characters thrown in.
Yeah, before starting this review, I haven't really seen the other two films.
Have you not seen
people
them?
Love. I think I've seen the first half of the first one, and I've not seen any of the second one. But I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was insane, insanely fun. Like you say, just so much happens in it. Like he's fighting vampires, Baba Yaga, giants. Arthurian legends are coming into it. There's like all sorts going on in this film. It's just insane.
Giant pigmen,
shapeshifters,
pixies, fairies.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I think it really sort of it is like a comic book film in the sense that it's so fast paced.
It covers multiple comic books.
Yeah, and it's just like a lot of comic books mashed together in one story. To the point where sometimes you're like, it's barely clinging together, like the plot threads, like they're barely connected, but it's somehow just managed to sort of wheel. Because like the stuff when you finish watching the movie and you think back and you're thinking like, how did that even really fit in here? Or that part didn't really have anything to do with the rest of the film.
Yeah, the scenes don't always flow together, I would say. But I really like the character Hellboy.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I would have loved a third Guillermo del Toro version of Hellboy. And I think that would have been a nice way to round it off. He did the trilogy.
Yeah.
And everybody's happy they've got the third del Toro movie. It wraps it up, the story they were going for. And then you could have rebooted it and done this version. And people would have probably been okay with it. And you'd had your probably hardcore Hellboy fan base. It would have been like, oh, this is great. We still had our trilogy with Guillermo del Toro. And we've now got this. This is good. We've got a reboot. Because, you know, maybe wasn't going to do a fourth or whatever.
There was a lot of bad blood because Guillermo del Toro didn't get to do, like, the third one for whatever reason.
And it is very different to those del Toro movies. It doesn't have the same look or the same feel. And it doesn't have kind of the same heart to the character. And I'm not knocking in any way this movie because I did enjoy it, but I think really I just want a Hellboy movie, so I was quite happy to get one.
I like David Harbour's Hellboy.
He is, he's very good in it. He's very good, he's very likable, and you know, he's good in his delivery and the way he looks and carries himself and everything, you know. He does Hellboy really well.
It had a lot of action sequences that were just like very gory. It's a lot of CGI gore. Which people have criticised, but it's meant to be over the top comic book style. I mean, you don't want hyper realism. I mean, it's not hyper realistic. He's a giant red guy.
No,
with a
but
stone head.
I think like there is like a stark difference to like the del Toro version, and this where I feel like again it's like, oh, you know, we're going to do this monster movie. I feel like somebody's seen Deadpool and thought that makes lots of money. Let's just make it rated R. Just throw in a lot of rock music that really doesn't add to the feel of the movie. It's just like let's put in some.
There was a lot of language in it, which I feel like. That's the main thing, probably, that got the R rating.
No, I think the gore. There was people being ripped in half and split and torn apart and things. You know,
there was
people
a lot of gore,
being
but it's like,
heads ripped off. It was,
a lot of gore, but like I kind of enjoyed that. But then if you like schlocky horror movies that don't take it seriously at all, I like one thing that I said when we came out that it reminded me of was like the old Power Rangers cartoons, with not only some of the monster designs, but just the kind of weird, like all sorts of stuff's going on all at the same time, and it's all over the place.
It does feel like, you know, they've had like multiple ways they want to approach this and approach the character, and it's just they've just kind of mashed it together in the end, because it doesn't really flow. But it is fun, but it feels very choppy, and there's loads of like there's loads of cool stuff in there with like Baba Yaga and a chicken foot house from the comics and things like that. There's loads of characters and little things from the short stories, like the pigmen changeling guy, like that's all in there. And you know, that's cool. I'm sure like people that are really into it will get a lot from that and say like, oh, like there's this, but there's just so much going on. And it is just such a, it feels like such a drift from like the Del Toro stuff. And if
people will
because it is such a jump in the way they've approached it for me.
It's like they're trying to do too much in the one film.
Yeah, and it just feels. I don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it, and I'm not knocking the director. I feel like, you know, he's done some really big Game of Thrones episodes that people really loved. He can do action and horror, Descent, Dog Soldiers. He's done lots of good stuff, and I'm really happy to see a new Hellboy movie, and enjoyed it. But was it, you know, was it like perfect? No, but I mean, it's enjoyable. But I'm not fully on board with it. But I did really like it. It's a flawed movie. It's a flawed movie, but it's fun.
I would agree with that. A flawed but fun. To be honest, like I was kind of smiling all the way through it. I thought it was hilarious, and the action sequences were hilarious too. Because if you've just got a really dark sense of humor and like seeing giant monsters and things like that, like it's entertaining. It's like that. The thing with like a lot of monster movies is they don't really show you the monsters. It's all, you know, it's all built up, and then you see them in the final act. But this just sort of throws it in there right from the beginning. Like, yeah, we're gonna show you all these monsters and just have outrageous scenes, and just have a good time with it, and don't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah, David Harbour's really good, and it's just nice to see another Hellboy movie. But it is kind of let down by the flow of the scenes not really going together. And some of the CG is a bit shaky in some instances. You just feel like looking at it.
In some ways, like the other Milla Jovovich big franchise, the Resident Evil films, I would put it on a level with that. Like, it's ridiculous, but they have their fans just because it's so insane and nothing at all like the games. Yeah. But it's like, if you just want a stupid movie where people are running around shooting zombies, that's Resident Evil. But if you want a movie where people are going around ripping their heads off people, that's this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I just wish it had just a bit more
character and plot.
No, like, I don't, like, I'm not knocking David Harbour at all. I just feel like not his best. Not Ian McShane's best. but yeah, I just feel like, you know, Del Toro kind of has more love for his monsters, and I feel like this one didn't have as much.
Yeah. There wasn't as much behind them. In some ways, it's like watching a video game. They're like very two-dimensional characters. They're literally just there to be fodder for Hellboy to rip his way through.
Yeah, I don't know. There was just something lacking from it. But I did enjoy it, and I'm just happy to see another Hellboy movie. But
yeah,
problems with it.
Oh, well. Better luck next time, guys, when you do your Hellboy 2. So that was our review of
Lobster Johnson. Anyway,
that was a highlight of the film for you.
Just going to throw that in there.
That's all we have time for on this episode of The Moon Monkey. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back.